What's up, buggers? It's me, Dave. Want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, so why not listen to a book today? You can start a 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is absolutely free. Go to audible.com/monster or text monster to 500-500. It's 500-500. You can do that math. Do it today with audiobooks from Audible.
Hey, stupid nerds. You're listening to the best of the Boogie Monster, but I tell you what, I'll save you an hour. Cut to the chase. There ain't no abominable snowman. There ain't no Sasquatch. What you saw was probably like a dog rooting through the trash. All right? So sit back and enjoy what they're calling the best of the Boogie Monster. Basically, a repackaged rerun is what you're doing. You'll eat it up. You love it. You love all these fake stories about fake things that never happened and never will. And Kyle and Dave, they're just stringing you along here out there, hustling their buns off, doing their stand-ups and whatever. So why don't you listen to an encore presentation, i.e. a stupid rerun of their podcast, which I can't even get in my car because they don't release podcasts on cassette tape.
Would you eat human flesh?
It depends on how it's prepared.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
That's a yes. You just said yes.
Well, I wouldn't eat like a cutlet, but you know, if you had some sort of a casserole situation.
Your answer is yes.
Yeah.
Casserole? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, you chop it up.
You would desecrate a human being. You would go so far as to eat another human being, but then you'd bury them under breadcrumbs and Velveeta cheese. That's...
I'm saying to disguise
the... I can't think
of
more disrespectful.
Well, no, and I'm not saying... I'm assuming we're talking about in dire straits.
Like, if you're in dire straits, where are you going to get a Pyrex dish in a fucking... in dire straits, but also with a fully stocked pantry, I would eat a human being in a casserole. You're an asshole. In dire straits, I would enjoy a piece of Cheryl with maybe some roasted asparagus. And... But then, but yeah, the rockabilly thing. I also, you can't really go back on it. Like, you can't. All that, it's unforgiving. Like, yeah. It's such an investment. Like, when you have the car and the tattoos. Like, even old punk guys can at least change the fashions. But the rockabilly thing seems like you're just...
Is there no lateral move from rockabilly?
No.
Kind of on an island all by yourself.
Yeah, an island on fire. Well, no, the tiki vibe, the tiki jam, the Hawaiian tiki vibe is a rockabilly lateral move.
Okay.
Or in conjunction with, they always like the Hawaiian vibe of it.
Can a rockabilly guy transition into a metal dude? Let the pompadour down, let it get shoulder length.
But now you're asking, like, now you're talking about getting into metal when you're mellowing out. So, I mean, you could do whatever you want, but I can't imagine going like, oh, man, you know what? All this smooth, upright bass, I'm sick of it. I need some grindcore. I need some Burzum. I need to listen to Burzum now. And we're all black. We're even more leather and clothes. Well, these guys are barbed. We're all tied because I just saw a picture of this guy, Teddy Boy Greg, and he's a... He's a ridiculous character. He just, you know what he's like? He's like Riff Raff, but for rockabilly.
I like Carl Perkins and I like Deicide. Those are my two bands.
Goddamn, man, I just love that Deicide. So, I mean, that's just a commitment to a scene.
I hate God, but I love Elvis.
I love a slow drawl metalhead. Just a drawled.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to go down and see Crowbar.
I mean, I prefer a double bass drum, you know, with the thibbity-sap and the thibbity-thump sets. I mean, that gets me going. That I get a worked up mode of hold on to some of that.
You like grindcore or deathcore?
I mean, you get into that deep, dark Norwegian stuff, and that's a little bit too much for me. They're all eating each other's brains and shit. I'm just trying to tap my toe to some tunes.
I mean, cannibalism aside, mayhem was pretty dope.
I mean, we all get hungry. I'm a big barbecue fan as the next fella out there. But, you know, now you're just shit out of luck looking for a new bass player up in that Norwegian village. That, you only had but one. You went and ate his face off. Imagine. Now you got to go and now you got to get a keyboard player to fill that in. That changed the whole sound.
Imagine one of those black metal dudes who has like the white face paint, like diamond face paint. Yeah. No, just but he's just from Alabama.
Howdy, y'all. We're gonna play a couple barn burners for you.
This next one here is called Rigor Mortis Lullaby. Goes something like this.
May the flesh fall from your bones. Thanks a lot, everybody. God bless America. This one's for the troops.
That's funny. A black metal band painting the troops.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think? We're talking about Satan's Army. Of course, we were talking about Satan's Army there. Now
it's good to be back in Tallahassee. Give it up for the troops.
That is where all the death metal, American death metal, is like Florida is the home of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I can't imagine. What if that's like the gig that, you know, you just answer like, listen, I'm a musician, and like you just get a job where like it's three hardcore, flesh eating, and then you just got to put the costume on, but normally your gig is with like a jazz band at the at the VFW, so just coming home and cleaning up, like your wife's like, use the spare bathroom. This stuff doesn't come off.
Had to buy another kick drum. They wanted to.
they set it on fire at the end of the show. They didn't mention that. I brought my good kit.
It's so funny. Just guys, not even into that scene.
Just
at all.
A day player. Just needed the gig. Also, what community is where jazz isn't paying the bills, but the death metal gig has really got the cash just flowing in?
Oh, God. That's funny.
Excuse, Lord Dungeon Master Sexton? Greg. Okay, good. Okay, Greg. Anyway, listen, can I? He doesn't know if we can call him by the regular names.
Oh, my God. Did you say we're opening with Skull Full of Maggots? Make sure I'm on the right page here.
He's got sheet music. I'm not quite off book yet, fellas, so just give me... Anybody have a music stand, or should I... I'll bring mine from home.
Oh, my God. Why is that so funny?
And a one, and a two. Oh, we're not going to count off? Okay, all right. I love like cream cheese, like, and you roll it up.
Yeah.
I dig that. I think I get it.
Talked about that a few weeks ago. That was my recipe.
Oh, yeah. But I cut you off to do this one.
Oh, no, that's fine.
You've been lurking. You've been out patrolling.
Been lurking. I don't know. I'm not sleeping well, so I stay up real late and trying to get my steps in.
Yeah.
You know, I go on late night walks, like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And I'm already in kind of questionable neighborhoods. And,
yeah.
Just lurking and creeping and caught a dude, scared. I walked up on a dude, what's it, 3 or 4 nights ago? Caught him jacking off in his car.
What?
Scared the shit out of him. All right, I'm parked.
I mean, what was this really... teenager?
Nah, he looked early 20s. I saw the car pull up when I was doing big laps around the area that I was parked in this like industrial part of town, and I was doing a couple laps, and I saw him because it's a very isolated road. There's not a lot of cars because it's just warehouses and stuff. So usually there's nobody back there but me. So I saw this car pull up, and I didn't think much of it, and I just walked past him. And about 10 minutes later, I had made my lap and come back around, and I was walking up behind him, and he had his windows down. He's driving like a an Oldsmobile, like an early 90s Oldsmobile. And he had his windows down, and he had his seat leaned. He was in the driver's seat. His seat leaned all the way back, and I'm walking up behind him. And, of course, he doesn't see me. And I could see he's got his cell phone up.
Oh, okay.
And the first thing I hear is the porn. I could hear porn coming from his cell phone. And then I get a little closer, and dude's just going to town. And his windows rolled down, so I walked like right up to his passenger side window, and I just went, "Get it, dude!"
Well, now you give the guy a stigma.
Eh.
What? You went to a quiet place.
It's my neighborhood. This is where I live.
This is where I jerk off in my car. Yeah. What are you getting at this guy for? You're sitting there dealing with your moaning with your piss pebbles, but this guy can't rub one out.
No.
Also,
not on my block.
What are you trying to ruin the upholstery of your car?
I don't know.
It's like you can't just use a bathroom.
Yeah, go into the woods like a normal person.
You want to just change it up? I mean, as a younger man, I remember the idea like just want to change it up once in a while.
But yeah, and I don't know why I had his windows down.
Background.
But man, the dude did like I scared the shit out of him. Like quadruple take. He dropped his phone.
Yeah, he did.
But I just went, "Get it, dude." 2 o'clock in the morning. Just some dude.
Poor
just,
fella. Just can't catch a break. Got to go all the way there.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have a peaceful one-off.
No, not on my block, buddy.
And then
respectable people live around here.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
I
do.
Not respectable.
I'm respectable.
Dave. You're not respectable.
I'm keeping that block safe, man. I'm lurking. I found some pedestrian tunnels. I creeped around this pedestrian tunnel under the 5, or the 5 freeway. Real creepy. Just hanging out, 2 in the morning, just waiting, you know. See who comes by.
Night stalker.
I am. I'm the night stalker, but like,
there's going to be a neighborhood
anybody.
Watch. Because of you.
Hey,
you're going to start making your way into police sketches.
I'm watching the watchers.
I don't know what happened, but this guy sure does walk around a lot at night. Now you made an enemy out of the guy just trying to have a peaceful crank off.
Yeah, at least roll your windows up, dude.
What?
People are trying to exercise around here at 2 in the morning in an industrial park.
People are trying to walk around like creeps in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. It's fun, man. It's fun lurking around at night. Because like I said before, I'm not out doing anything wrong. I'm not trying to... No, I'm a good guy. But I still creeping around just seeing what's going on. I'm not peeping and tomming. I'm not doing anything.
Just be careful out there.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm fine. Well, it's good.
We're all concerned for you. Me, the listeners.
I'm good.
Lands and stuff where you think, I mean, they see it around the water.
Yeah, does that have something to do
with it? They are seen in parks and around water and everything. So,
which Great Lake sits right there?
Michigan,
Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. So, I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
I mean, if it's, you still have, you know, ample rural areas that have their own folklore, Michigan itself.
Yeah.
You know, the Beast of Bray Road is Wisconsin.
Uh huh.
So, just at this, like, oh, god damn, just imagining. Okay, so me and Diane, we're walking around. We come out of Geno's East, right? Fucking stuffed, okay? That shit, every time we go, I'm like, I'm only having one piece. I have 2 pieces. I nearly shit myself in a car going back to Arlington Heights. I don't know why we don't go to the one out there. We got to go to the one downtown. We like to have the experience. You can go down Michigan Avenue. The kids like the FAO Schwartz store that's down there. Anyway, we come out of there. I like the sausage, but the fennel seeds, they get me. It's like, what's a little bit of peppermint? I come out so full. I try to take a shit in there. I can't do it. I got to wait till we get back out to Arlington Heights. But I see this fucking thing, all right? It's coming down right off. Okay. You know the Stanley's grocery store that's got the guy's flying a watermelon? It's a great sign. So the guy's sitting in a flying watermelon. But I always look up to it. I look at the sign because I love that fucking sign because it's a guy flying a watermelon. So look at this guy. What if a watermelon was an airplane and a guy could fit inside it? It's a fun sign to look at. The kids love that shit. So the kids look at the Stanley's watermelon guy. On top of this fucking thing,
the weirdest thing I've ever seen outside of the watermelon flying machine. It's a fucking, it's, it, I mean, like it looked like a guy, like a, what if a man was a bat? I don't know if we, what you would call that. If like a man, like if a guy was also a bat, I, there's probably a word for it. Anyway, this fucking thing comes down. That's it. I fucking shit. I got to take the Crown Vic in for detailing now because I shit so hard in the front seat, it went down to the floorboards. They got to take the seat out. I might have to get new. I got to get a new carpet kit for that thing.
It's <insane. laughs>
We're coming out of the Gene and Jude's, right? Gene and Jude's, best goddamn hot dogs in the city. Don't let somebody tell you different. You want to fuck around with fucking Tommy's Red Hots or some shit off Lake Street. That's your business. We come out of there. They always give you too many fries, okay? So I'm taking the fries with me. I'm holding them with. I got Diane with me. We're coming out. We see. We're like, we'll take a walk down by the train tracks. Maybe we'll go, we'll dip into Halakahiki, get a fun tropical drink. You know, you get with something with the, you know, it's like a pina colada. Oh, I love them, man. I think it's rum or whatever. It's good. Knock you on your ass, though. Be careful leaving there. Fortunately, I know a few Forest Park cops. They, you know, if you get pulled over, tell them you know Tino. Anyway, so this thing comes flying down out of the river. I throw the fries up in the fucking air. I'm like, if it's a pigeon, that thing's going to eat my dick off because it thinks I just dropped fries and my dick looks like a fry. That one got a little weird. That one got a little carried away.
Oh, my God. Well, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Shit. I hear you.
What about yourself, Dave?
Had a good week. Man, I really try to... I don't know, man. I'm running into a lot of shitheads lately.
Yeah, well, we live in Los Angeles.
Well, that too. And I think my problem is, and it's starting to get to me, like everywhere I turn, I'm running into morons and shitheads.
Yeah.
And I figured out my problem is I'm always in public.
Well,
I'm in public 24 hours a day. I never have a place to retreat to, you know. Even when I'm at home, I'm in public in my van.
That's... Yeah, dude, you got no chill-out spot. You got no privacy.
Got no chill-out spot, so I'm just constantly running into idiots. I had an encounter 2 days ago.
Wow.
I'm at the car wash. I'm at the do-it-yourself car wash, trying to make the thing look pretty for my DoorDash.
Washing your house.
And washing the house. And I'm vacuuming it out. And behind me is a guy vacuuming his dumb little car, and he's got a girlfriend or a wife or something. Guy's probably mid-20s. Girl was about mid-20s. And I didn't pay any attention to it, but I guess they were having an argument or something, yeah. Because out of my peripheral, I see the guy just take a glass bottle of some sort and smash it on the ground. And it startled me, and glass went everywhere. So I turn around and I look, and I can see him jawing at her. I can't really hear a whole lot because both my vacuum cleaner's on, his vacuum cleaner's on, but you can kind of tell they're jawing at each other. But he takes this, and later I determined it was an empty perfume bottle because it had like a little metal sprayer thing. Yeah. But it was like, I don't know, 8 ounce, 10 ounce, big, hardy glass bottle that he just shattered on the ground.
A lot of designer bottles in the perfume.
Yeah. So, you know, I leave it alone for a few seconds, and a few minutes pass, and I notice that all the glass is still everywhere.
Yeah.
And then a few more minutes pass, I finish up, and he's just vacuuming his car, and there's glass everywhere. So finally, I just walk over, and I go, "Hey, man, is that glass?" And this is one of those, he's one of those too cool for school guys. One of these guys is just so hip and so chill and so fresh, you know, like a Eddie Wong type.
So fresh.
No, he's so fresh. You know, these guys are just so cool, they can barely stand up.
Yeah.
You know, like the weight of their coolness and their chillness is affecting their posture.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I am so fresh that I could barely walk. Like, this was that guy. He had a flat-billed hat, and he had, like, the flowery tank top, and just L.A. cool. Just L.A. cool guy. And I just go, "Hey, man, is that glass?" And he just looks at me like, "Why are you talking to me?" And he just goes, "Yeah." And then I go, "You're just going to leave it there?" And then this look on his face of like, "How dare you talk to me, dude? I'm so chill."
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes,
"I'm the center of the universe."
Yeah, and he goes, "I guess so." And I go, oh, okay. And then he goes back to vacuuming his car. So I have a little grocery bag that I keep my trash in, and I just emptied it. So I grab my little little grocery sack, and I go around, I pick up all the glass.
Yeah.
And then I gave him, I gave him two chances, and I gave him one more chance. And I said, for real, you're going to leave this shit here? And he just looked at me. He didn't say anything this time. He just like gave me the, why are you talking to me, weirdo?
Yeah.
So I gather up all the glass, put it in my bag, and it was like, I don't know, 40, 50 pieces, a little glass. Some of them are pretty big. Broken glass at a car wash. People are going to roll over this.
It's just.
So I gather up all the pieces, and now his girlfriend is in the front passenger seat doing something. He's in the back passenger seat. All four doors are open because they're vacuuming the car, and he's in the back passenger seat with the vacuum thing. So I walk around to the driver's side back passenger door.
Yeah.
And I kind of get half my body inside his thing, and I startled him. He looks up and stops vacuuming, and I grab the bag and I turn it upside down and shake it. And I said, why don't you hang on to that, dipshit?
You shook the glass.
I shook the glass, all 50 pieces of glass. I turned the little bag and just all over the back seat of his car. And dude didn't say a word. Didn't say a word.
Fucking street justice, Dave.
These are my streets, dude.
Yes, these are Dave's streets.
Not in my hood.
Fucking awesome.
Like, what the fuck?
I'm like, did you just give him the bag back?
What the no.
Fuck your car.
While he was vacuuming, completely emptied the contents, and he looked at me like, how dare you?
Yeah.
And didn't say anything. And I just said, have a good day, idiot, and just walked off. Like, please, what are you going to do now, flat bill? What you got?
Glorious.
What you got, flowery tank top?
That's glorious.
But just, what the fuck is wrong with people? What is wrong with people?
No, everybody's the center of their own universe. And I'm sure, like... And again, that's one of those things where you don't want to sound like an old man.
Exactly.
But is it like, is it all social media where everybody's curating this universe? They're just curating museums of themselves.
Yeah.
Everything is like, look at these artifacts of my travels. Look at this picture of this. Documenting where they go. Checking in online. Like, it's just, look at my life and like putting it out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And there is... And I know I sound like a fucking grandpa, but there's like, it seems like the concern for other people, that compassion and kindness for other people is at an all-time low. And does that play in with the, also the Trump era of, fuck you, I'm on top, I won, eat my shit. Like that attitude, once again, sorry listeners who wandered in here thinking a conspiracy theory podcast was going to be all right-wing Alex Jones ape shit loser stuff. It's not. I wonder if like that's adding to it. Like, no, we're the best. We're on top. I'm king shit. Fuck you attitude. I think there's a lot of stuff playing into that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I read this week. We don't have to worry about that because we're all going to die. The entire human race.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Which car wash was this, by the way?
The one near your old place.
On Glendale?
Yeah, right across from 365.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And what kind of car was it?
It was a little souped-up Honda.
Yeah.
A little Honda guy. A little, like, aftermarket shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a douche.
Fuck that guy.
Just a douche. And when I emptied it, I kept eye contact with him. Like, yeah, why don't you hang on to that shit? Say something.
And he didn't, like, what happened after that?
He just had this dumb
like,
fuck.
It wasn't like, it was like, oh, you're crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight you.
Yeah.
Awesome. The girlfriend say anything?
Didn't say a word. Didn't say a word. And I gave him, this was about 5 minutes after he did it, and I gave him three chances. I asked him three times. So it wasn't, I didn't overreact. I didn't act too quickly. It was clear that I'm just going to smash glass on a public parking lot and fuck everybody.
Yeah.
Like, nah, dude.
Yeah, good to know that maybe you're going to get your ass kicked one of these days for being a center of your universe. Well, then you're the one in charge of everything, then the shit comes to you.
And then yesterday, I'm at a restaurant.
I'm excited about that story, Dave.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I got a little bit of a boner over that story.
And then yesterday, I'm eating and
you're flustered. You want to take a break? You're breathing heavy now. You're worked up.
I can't believe how many idiots I encounter on a weekly basis. Yesterday, I'm at a restaurant. I'm at Soup Plantation, which, by the way, maybe drop the plantation out of your name at this point.
Just doesn't make sense.
No.
How do you farm soup?
But I'm at Soup. I'm at Soup Plantation. I'm sitting by the window, giant window, sitting by myself in a booth.
Oh, I saw this
guy comes up.
I saw that.
And just face and forearms on the glass.
I saw the picture on there.
Like a fat toddler at the monkey exhibit at the zoo. Just, I'm going to put my face on the, and he was on the phone.
Yeah.
And I,
like he's leaning on it like it's a wall.
Yeah, leaning on it like it's a wall. It's a glass window. It's 2 feet from my.
What did you do on that one?
I stared at him for like 30 seconds, and he didn't acknowledge me because he was looking ahead. And finally, I took out my phone, and I put the flash on, and I just took a picture of him. And when the flash went off, then he looked at me and realized what he was doing and walked away. Like, you fucking idiot. Who? Well, not only that, but, like, then he left face and arm prints all over this glass. Like, someone's got to clean that shit off now because your stupid cheek print.
So then you broke the window. Oh. He swept it all into a bag and he dumped it in his car.
But just, what is wrong with that?
Well, that's...
It's interesting.
Okay.
But we can hang on to.
Well, because I just brought something up about somebody named Ray. Was he a hulking boy giant?
Yes. All right. Hulking boy giant.
That's from.
That's got to be a band.
The website. I brought up a website that says top 10 lies told on Savannah ghost tours.
Yeah. That's the thing about all this stuff. You know, you'll read one article. This supposed to be legit, and then you'll
hear. Well, going back to our last two episodes about fake news.
Yeah.
Of which is that shit's still going on. Well, let's talk about it. Let's see why we might debunk it, other than just one website. But it's for a walking tour. They're like, these are the lies told. So they're probably a tour that's being like, you want the real shit? You come with us. I shouldn't be saying the names of all these things.
Yeah.
This one's full shit. That place sucks. Like, all right, we don't.
Well, this definitely sounds like a tall tale. But I want to believe that it's 100% true because then that makes it so badass. Rene Rondelier was born in 1777 in Savannah, and he was a hulking boy giant.
Okay.
Legend has it he grew to 7'5" tall.
All right.
400 pounds. He was mentally ill. I don't really know exactly what, but he was mentally ill.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of.
And then
he's got the fits.
Yeah, and so he's gigantic, and he's mentally ill. If that's not enough, he also apparently suffered from I think it's hyperticulitis, hypertrichosis. Never going to get it.
What is
it? The condition where you have hair all over your face. Like there's a family of...
The Mexican boys in Mexico. Wolf Boys.
Yeah. So we had that, too.
Which is another great band name. So, Mexican Wolf Boys.
And this was all, in his late teens, he was at this height. So think about that. You've got, in the 18th century, you've got a 7'5", 400-pound, mentally ill teenager who also has hair all over his face. That's terrifying.
I do want this to be real. I do want this.
Because, let me say this. All right, I'm not digging a hole here, but I just feel like we should be able to talk about certain things without people be getting all tight about it. Let's talk about mentally challenged people.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I know...
Don't do any voices.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to do any voices. Jesus.
I'm just trying to steer you away from that cliff before you even get close to it, Dave.
I'm not making fun of them. I'm saying, but because we're not allowed to even talk about it, people don't talk about them as far as their personalities and
sure,
who they are as people, as a group of people, you know. But one thing about mentally challenged, I will call them someone with Down syndrome.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time with not a lot of time, but I was around a handful of Down syndrome kids, boys and girls, in school, and they were always so friendly, and everybody loved them. But the one thing that some of them would do, they just, I guess, having being in that state. Mm-hmm. Physically, they would just lash out on accident. Just didn't know their own strength. And one time I had one just come up and he just goes, hey, Dave. Oh, God damn it.
See?
Fuck. I didn't mean. We should edit that out. I wasn't making fun of him. That's just how he talked. No, I'm not making, but he was, in a joyful tone, in a joyful Southern accent, he would always say, I'll do it in my voice, hey, Dave. But he would say that with much
more
enthusiasm.
There's only so much I could do for you, man.
But one time he did that. He came up and he goes, hey, Dave. And he kicked me right in the fucking balls. Like, hard. I'm like... His name was Jamie. And I was like, Jamie, why did you do that?
Good on you, Jamie.
Yeah, I was in ninth grade. And he just squared up and just thought it was funny. So, and
he was right.
So from then on.
If you saw that happen to somebody else, you would laugh your ass off.
Of course.
I fucking nailed it.
But it's still, I was, from that day on, I was very leery of them physically.
Yeah, that'll surprise you.
Yeah. So. Imagine this son of a bitch here. Oh my God, 7'4".
All right. Does he have Down syndrome? This guy? What's he got? A little touch by the Lord? What does this guy sound like, Dave? You want to weigh in on that? Well, there you go. All right. Looks like I'm on my own for the rest of this one. Oh, he's having... You got to get up and walk around. You got to get out of your chair and walk it off. Like an audience member in Comic View. So to walk off your own laughter.
Oh, man. I have a headache. I wasn't trying to. No, that was just, what's this guy just got, Down syndrome?
Let him forget, Dave. Let him forget.
Rene Rondelier. Oh. Born in 1777. Giant hulking man boy, whatever you said. He would terrorize the neighborhood and kill all the pets. So... Rene Rondelier is this giant hairy dude, and apparently he's just the town monster.
He's going to have a guard, a caretaker?
He would steal people's pets, chase them, and just kill them with his bare hands. So the town of Savannah was like, hey, mom and pop, Rondelier. You gotta keep your boy under wraps.
Yeah, where's Mr. and Mrs. R through this whole thing?
We're sorry about his condition, but he's a literal giant murdering animals. You gotta step in.
So you're telling me this is the kind of patience they had in the South?
Yeah.
For an actual monster.
Yeah.
But slavery was still prominent.
Yeah.
But this guy... I think underneath his hair face, he's got some good German heritage. French with the name. So, all right, listen, those cats were old anyway. Right. Because he was a French hair-faced gargantuan nightmare. All right, one more chance.
Just imagine just it's Tuesday and the streets are just littered with dead vermin and pets. And he's just over there rubbing his head.
Well, Renee got out.
That's terrifying.
He just pet him harder than they wanted to be petted.
Minutes this time.
Man, fuck that.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm going to sneeze. Hold up.
Go ahead. Do it. Rip, I love a sneeze. Paint the wall. That's pretty good.
It was like I could deaden the blow.
Do you like to sneeze? Like, if I could just make myself sneeze, I would do it. I would sneeze recreationally.
Just going to find you with a belt around your neck and your face down in a pile of ground pepper. This is a fetish for the books, fellas. Is he jerking off? No, man, he's just trying to sneeze and choking himself.
Oh. I got a headache now. That made me laugh so hard.
Oh, popped his ears and shit his pants is what he did.
Oh, man. No, but yeah, I like letting it fly. Just
sneezing. Here's one of my first jokes I ever wrote. Was out about how the left side of your brain controls the right side of your body, and the right side of your brain controls the left side of your body, which is why it explains why I have no control over orgasms or sneezing, because they're in the middle of my body. Both in the same way. It was just some bad joke about me having to, like, clean something up and apologize for ruining somebody's brunch.
Early Canane.
Oh, man. We're just drinking it. We're having it. We got some marijuana.
Did I tell you I had a public fart yesterday?
Oh, Dave.
I had a public fart. And it wasn't a medical fart. It wasn't an emergency fart.
Tell me what a medical fart.
Well, like one of those where like you're, it's. I've got to release this.
You're on a table.
Yeah.
You're in a gown.
This was a recreational fart, and I forgot that I was in public. Like, you know how when you're home alone sometimes?
You had a recreational fart.
Yeah, like it wasn't, I didn't have to fart. I had an opportunity to fart and I took it.
You had a purely sporting fart.
It was a sport fart. And what surprised me...
Flatulence for the love of the game.
And I'm not the kind of asshole that just walks around farting in public.
Your asshole is that kind of asshole. Hey. Best joke I've ever made.
But, I was in line at the grocery store, and it was a long line. My mind was wandering, and I was in line, and just didn't even think about it. Just like it presented itself, and I said, "Hey, gotcha!" It's like it's Duck Hunt, like ba boom.
Look at you.
There's a chance to fart. Get out of here. And forgot that I was in public. I normally don't just. It was audible.
That would be the best thing I could hear if I was just there, like, man, this motherfucker just farted. And then looked at you and you're like, of course he did. Of course that guy did.
And the guy behind me started chuckling. Some dude behind me. He chuckled. And I went, oops. Not oops that I farted, but oops, I forgot I was in public. I knew I was farting. I just forgot I was at the grocery store.
You're just real comfortable with the world right now.
Yeah. I'm in a good place. I'm in a weird place.
If it's good and weird, that's a fine combo.
We'll talk about that eventually.
I don't want to delve into too much scatological humor here.
Yeah, I'm not
a fan. Ever been, and it usually happens at airports to me, but where somebody takes a shit like it's so loud or just fire, like you almost want to be like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Take it easy. Yeah.
They're not I want to laugh when somebody else farts when you're at a row of urinals.
Yeah.
Like, if it's like a good one, like, I want to be like, look at all right. And you don't know if somebody has that type of humor.
Yeah. Well, like, if you can't laugh at a fart, at a well placed fart, if you can't laugh at a well placed fart, you're an idiot.
If it doesn't always make you giggle, mm-hmm. One of the first times I got high, my friend, we're in the bathroom at a Denny's. And it's, you could tell, like, when you start, like, early when you start getting stoned, early on, where, like, you get the giggles and everything, and you just spend a whole night, like, I'm going to keep my shit together. I'm not going to fucking geek out. We're out in public, and we're at a Denny's, and I'll get through the whole meal, and be like, no, we're mellow, we can handle this. And me and my friend Marco are at the urinals in the bathroom. We're just peeing, but yeah, pretty high. And there's a guy in the stall. Just hear him. It's all quiet. They're just like, That's all he did. And my friend Marco fucking ran out, still just getting his dick in his pants, like couldn't handle it. Like lost his mind, like, fucking ran out of the whole restaurant.
Oh, man.
Just because this one guy,
Was he in the urinal or the stall?
Guy. No,
he was
guy.
In the stall.
He was in the stall.
So he was sitting
just
down?
The guy just sitting there and been quiet for a while.
That's funny. Hey, do this. Next time you fart, just go, there it is. That's something fun. Tag your farts with, there it is.
Found it.
Found it. That's fun. You'll make yourself laugh, I guarantee you.
Hashtag dinner time.
I like,
I'm more embarrassed.
I like to fart like I'm collecting points.
Top five.
Like I'm shooting hoops. Count it. Like I'm draining threes. There it is. Count it.
Brown. Mark it down. If a guy said that after farting at urinals, I would lose my mind. I'd lose my mind. I'd lay on the floor right there. I'd lay on the floor laugh.
It's like a sports center anchor. It's like Stuart Scott, rest in peace.
Just... And we're going to the championships.
From way downtown. Oh, my God.
I'm not proud of myself right
God
now.
God dang.
Want to talk about this fake black-eyed children shit? They're not real.
How do you know?
Because, no, because...
And articulate why Savannah would be the most haunted. Is it, you got so many factors. Civil War, you got the mm-hmm. dead soldiers, you've got slaves, you've got... Renee,
giant wolf face, teen pet murderer.
No, but yeah, maybe. Yeah, to answer our question from earlier, like, yeah, I mean, it's obvious, but just more horrific things happened in that area.
Horrific things through war and slavery. And if you're saying the South, there's stubborn people, what a great reason to be a ghost. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden it's like, the Puerto Rican. In my house! What is that?
That's it, man. I think we cracked the code because there's a certain type, and I'm not bashing
just
the South.
Intolerant goats.
God. But there's a certain type of just Southern, but just, all right, then, I'll show your ass. Oh, all those guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a... Just all right, you kill me, guess what? I'm a ghost now.
The ghost of a dickhead. Just a dickhead.
Yes, yes.
Just, I'm dead? Fuck you, you're dead. Y'all suck my ghost dick. I ain't doing this shit. You know what I'm talking about, everybody.
I drove eight little old Asian ladies. Yeah. There was eight of them. They were all maybe some sort of senior group. Yeah. I don't know. They were all 60 plus. All eight of them had on Mickey Mouse ears. The Mickey Mouse hat. I'm not making this up. I picked them up in downtown Hollywood, and I drove them. Is it Disneyland or Disney World?
Disneyland out here.
I drove them to Anaheim, Disneyland. In midday traffic, it's about an hour and 20, hour and 30 minute drive.
Yeah, it's all.
Nobody spoke English. They spoke just enough English to tell me, and I won't mock their accent or their voice, but she told me, we finally deciphered that she was trying to articulate, turn music off. She didn't want the radio. And also, this was midday, L.A., early September, still about 85 degrees outside. Turn air condition off. So no music, no air condition, eight Asian ladies, Mickey Mouse ears, total silence. Nobody was talking. So an hour and 20 minutes, I'm just driving these eight Asian ladies.
If you were looking for Manchurian candidates, you found them, man. That's just eight program super spies.
It was so awkward.
They had the pineal glands of an 18-year-old assassin. Each one of them, you can't judge the packaging. That's the most covert disguise. Nobody's going to believe, like, eight Asian ladies with Mickey Mouse ears just took over the government. They just took over the state capitol building. Jesus Christ. Who's going to deny them access to anything? You want to do Christmas stuff? Save Christmas.
Confused me.
What do you want people to eat for Christmas? Even if you don't have a recipe.
Collard just greens. I want people to eat collard greens for Christmas.
Collard greens. Is it difficult to make?
No. It's so easy.
What are collard greens?
Collard greens, it's a green leafy vegetable. Not unlike greens? A mustard green or a turnip green.
I didn't even know other vegetables had their own vegetables.
What do you mean?
The turnip green. Like, turnips are a thing already.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, you're eating a thing of a thing?
Well, that's exactly what, yeah, you're right. You're eating the green leafy part of a turnip.
What about the turnip?
You can eat those as well. A lot of people will dice those up and put them in the turnip greens.
Oof.
You know, if you ever get a hold of, like, a little cube, a little white cube.
Diabolical.
That kind of looks like a potato cube. Then you're
it's
eating
swimming
the,
in its own.
You're eating the turnip.
I can chop up your face and make it dance with your hair.
Yeah, I prefer the collard green. Just it's a little leafier. It's a little more dense.
Time to dice up the face of the victim. Get it.
Get you some collard greens. Wash them off in cold water. Clean them off real good. Get all that dirt shit off of there.
All right.
And it comes as a big old leaf. Looks like a big old elephant ear or something. And there's a stalk right in the middle. And two, each side is just a big old leaf. So you want to split.
What you doing?
You want to split those big old leaves off and get rid of that big. I mean, you can eat it, but that stalk is kind of stalky. It's kind of like.
It's like shit. It's like celery. It's like celery sucks, man.
Yeah.
Celery's fucking bullshit. Yeah. I don't know why anybody likes it.
So you want to remove that big stalky center, the spine, and use those two big leaves. And then you get.
Crunchy and shitty, but also they have strings in it.
Get several of them and stack them on top of each other. 10 or 12, 14 of them. And then roll them up like you're rolling a cigar. All right? And then you want to slice them. You want to chop them. And like little ribbons, little slivers, if you will. All right, and then you want to put that aside, and then get you a big old Dutch oven. Everybody should have a Dutch oven.
Just a big metal pot,
big
metal lid.
Yeah, but a sturdy
like
one.
Like a cauldron.
One that can retain heat. Yeah.
This is just to make these goddamn greens.
No, not just. You cook so many things in a Dutch oven.
Well,
a gumbo, a chili, stews perhaps.
The greens.
All right. Start with some bacon.
Ugh.
Dice up some bacon, throw it in that pot. I'll speed up. Start with some bacon, throw it in the pot. Get that bacon going. All right. Then you want to add some fresh garlic.
Garlic and bacon to cook up these goddamn
Then you
want to
throw all them greens in there, right? And then you pour some chicken stock, some chicken broth or some chicken stock instead of water. You can use water, but always chicken stock over water. It's just to get more flavor, layers of flavor.
You could use water.
And then you want to get you a smoked ham hock or a smoked turkey leg.
This isn't greens
And
anymore.
Throw that
this
shit in there.
Meat. It's just a meat.
Yeah, that's
meat.
The beauty of southern greens is they're cooked with pig fat.
There's nothing that has to do with these greens.
So, collard greens chopped up, some bacon, some garlic, ham hock, a little salt and pepper. Simmer them things for 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
And oh boy, good times.
Ugh.
There's your collard greens.
It's so much more complicated than anything I could have envisioned. You gotta get a whole half of a pig. All right. You're gonna listen to this in February, everyone, and it's gonna not make sense, but so fucking what? Why don't you put some puzzle pieces together? Why don't you give the puzzle makers a break and just start solving puzzles? Because there's a lot of puzzles sitting on the shelves out there, and a lot of lazy ne'er-do-wells that are walking by the puzzles going, no, not for me. Puzzle Makers Union is on strike. No, I'm not doing nothing next week. I ain't got shit.
What's today? Oh, this comes out on. Dude, this comes out on Valentine's Day.
Well, fucking sexy, sexy.
You doing
any. Fuck.
Ha ha ha. T-shirt. Fucky fuckies. Sexy sexy fuck fuck. Is that what you said? Fucky fucky sex fuck. I think that's what you said.
Oh my god.
Ooh. Ooh. I think we have a winner.
Fun little combination lock did we figure out.
Hey, Boogers, hope you're enjoying the best of the Boogie Monster. Wanted to interrupt real quick to let you know that today's episode brought to you by Audible Audiobooks. They're a great sidekick for summer activities, you know, hiking, chilling out on the beach, eating hot dogs, eating burritos, eating barbecue. Well, basically anything that you can do while listening to something, you just do that with an audiobook. And listening's a better way to binge the content that you love while doing the things you love. You see how that works? Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet. It lets you fill your summer with more stories. Makes you smarter. If you don't like to read, you can listen. I'm doing it right now. Not a huge reader, but I got my free audiobook from Audible right now. Checking out Michelle McNamara's great book about the Golden State Killer, I'll Be Gone in the Dark. You probably heard about that. Excellent. I was going to say excellent read. It's an excellent listen because I'm not a nerd. I listen to books. I don't read. Audible helps you listen to more books by letting you switch seamlessly between devices. You're going to pick up exactly where you left off. No excuse. Whether it's on your phone, through your car, your tablet, Amazon, Echo, all that crap. Tons of books. Hands and eyes free. While doing almost anything. Audible members get a credit every month, good for any audiobook in the store, regardless of price, and unused credits roll over to the next month. Didn't like your audiobook? Exchange it, no questions asked. Plus, your books are yours to keep. With Audible, you can go back and re-enlist anytime, even if you cancel your membership, but don't do that. Start a 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is free. Go to audible.com/monster or text monster to 500-500. Now, let's get back into it. Best of the Boogie Monster.
Oh, hold on, it's coming. Oh, the Colonel. Oh. I'm going to be the next Colonel. Probably not.
Okay, let's, all right.
I got an audition tomorrow to be the new Colonel.
Yeah, so, all right, you know, we're not opposed to show business talk on this,
mm-hmm.
And Dave informed me out on the veranda just now.
Is that a veranda?
I have no idea.
Huh.
I don't know what a veranda is.
Me neither, but it sounds good.
I know, right?
So, uh-huh.
Like, balcony seems like more of a, like,
an, balcony an, seems an, like
an
we're gonna
Vita type situation. Like, I'm addressing the pod of numbers. I don't know what a Vita is about at all. Yeah, that you said you're going to audition to be the next colonel.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of questions about this.
Okay, let's talk about it. And I'll stop eating trail mix.
I mean, you could just listener. Like, you can like put your hand over the mic and chew the trail mix.
That's true.
But you're like, I'm like, our levels.
Uh-huh.
Again, we're getting used to the new setup.
Yeah.
And I feel like mine, like, right, okay, right here is
Well, you're right upon
but,
it.
But it's still, I got it set low. I got it set. So turn a little bit higher. Yeah, see, yours is hot. Yours is, you got a hot one.
By the way, I saw a guy the other day who was so fat that he was snoring while he was awake.
Oh.
You ever experienced
I've
that?
I've seen that. Just like vibrato breathing.
It's like, dude, you all right?
That was a note I made that for comedy. I never, I'm like, I have a wake apnea. I've caught myself snore while I've just been reading. They just read something, like, and we go, it's just, and like one of those comes in, you're like, come on, dude, open your lungs.
It was at the library, and the guy next to me was, he had a wake apnea.
All right. Well, I think you don't think you're going to get the role of Colonel, which there's never a more ultimate freedom in the audition process than thinking you're not going to get it anyway. That means that's the ugly dude hitting on the hottest woman.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to work anyway. So what if I just go and see if this weird approach might work without, like, you know, be a dick or anything, but like, hey, fuck it. Nothing to lose, right?
Yeah. I've been on 75 commercial auditions. I've never booked a damn thing.
I never did with the commercials, but like voiceover stuff. Mm-hmm. I just send it in. Not as grueling of a process. People don't understand. Like, I get what complaining about commercial auditions in the plight of the strife of regular citizens in the world. Mm-hmm. But it's a pretty dehumanizing. That's not gonna. I mean, nobody's gonna like that. You getting in the role?
Yeah,
Colonel Winslet. You got to start now. You got to start now, Dave. Colonel doesn't slurp.
Okay.
Colonel would be drinking that out of a nice goblet.
That's true. He'd be drinking a mint julep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So start getting your shit together, because I want this, Dave.
My $5 fill-up box.
See? That okay. Regional dialects. Mm-hmm. That's what I asked you about.
Yeah.
Because there's Southern, but there's all kinds of Southern.
Oh, there's so many different types of Southern. That's what Hollywood does not understand. They just think, Hollywood thinks all Southern accents are Clark Gable, Gone with the Wind, yeah. Rhett Butler.
That's either the lawyer
mm-hmm.
or Cletus from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Are there really other
ones? Oh, there. There's so many. Oh, yeah. Like, and I can't do them all, but like.
I don't get it because I don't have an accent like, or nothing. I'm from the Midwest, so we don't got no accents up there.
Yeah, but there's so many. But yeah, I assume the Colonel. Like I don't
Norwegians
know this.
Norwegians that crashed into a sausage.
I don't know for a fact, but I assume the Colonel is from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Hence the name of his company.
You know what? We got the robots out here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask.
Well, didn't we talk about that last week? About. Didn't we read an email?
Oh, somebody wrote that actual Colonel Sanders was so disgusted with the way Kentucky Fried Chicken was taking his recipe that he opened his own place. And yeah, he is. I forgot. I'm starting.
Well, here's the other problem.
You should have
Kyle.
Seen the way I just wrote Colonel.
Even if I got the role. Morally and ethically, I don't know if I could accept it.
You know what? Let's talk about your morals and ethics. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about.
I got chicken ethics. Seriously, I don't know that I could sell KFC because my heart's not in it because it's fucking horseshit.
Your heart's made out of it.
My heart ain't made out of KFC. I eat that shit once a year.
You're a Popeyes man.
I'm a Popeyes and a Bojangles man. And a Gus's and a Howlin' Race.
For Halloween, I'll dress up like actual Popeye. You dress up like the Colonel, and we'll just show up to a party separately and fight each other.
That's funny. Do you?
Or who needs Halloween? Let's just do that.
Popeye's chicken.
And we'll show up at a church's acting like we're going to church.
That's funny.
Not in the house of the Lord.
Popeye's chicken. Is that in reference to the character Popeye?
Where's that? You're really sending me to the Google searches here, Dave. Because
mm-hmm. right. There's no other Popeye-related imagery at the restaurant.
Currently, you drive people around for $2 an hour with Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you think you could sell Popeye or KFC?
Because it's horse shit, and my heart's not in it.
Last episode, you talk about tacos that you found.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry to be hard on you, Dave, but I think this is an opportunity. And I understand you're trying to fucking have some. I understand there's integrity involved here. And I understand there's a lot of power in saying uh-huh. no to things in this uh-huh. town. But, Dave, sometimes you shit in a box behind Pep Boys.
Uh-huh.
And I really think that you can make this work. You can take. The way I view it is you can take money from an institution you don't believe in,
mm-hmm.
and then you could put it in somewhere else. You could take all your Popeye's money that uh-huh. you've gotten from them if uh-huh. you get the role.
KFC.
That's
what I was about to say.
Spend it elsewhere. That's what my whole attitude towards. Like, I never did commercials with somebody like, oh, I would justify some things that I've done where I'm like, oh, I don't like where this money's coming from, but uh-huh. I know that the money that I'm getting paid
uh-huh.
will be funneled into a better
okay.
part of the economy.
Well, on the other hand, I would do Popeye's or a Bojangles commercial for free. Like, I would totally do that for free. But I don't know that even.
You want to believe in the.
Product. Even given the opportunity and the paycheck, I don't know that I could accept a KFC role just because I hate it.
I mean. You're going to fuck yourself. What if they hear this and they're like, you know what, Dave? You crushed this audition.
Yeah, I got to be careful what I say. On podcast and Twitter.
You're a public figure.
You're a public figure, Dave.
As I've learned this week.
You know what?
Inside joke.
I want to hear, like, let's run the audition. Mm-hmm. Let me think of what... Okay, I'm going to give you lines to read as the colonel.
Georgia Gold is their product.
I know you've been upset about that.
$5 fill-up box.
All right, Dave, I want you to look up the lyrics for the song. Are You Ready for the Sex Girls by the Gleaming Spires?
Is that on? That's the that featured in Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes, if anybody doesn't know, and I want you to read those as the colonel.
Okay.
And this is your audition.
Okay. You hear that hunting and pecking?
Dave knows how to dose the computer.
Oh, the letters are right on the buttons. Okay. That's easy.
They're not in order. They're not in alphabetical.
Did you look up the lyrics?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now,
I got a
white suit. They're gonna do. We're gonna whiten your beard. Tie. We're gonna whiten your hair. This is the aristocracy, Southern aristocracy.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, and I'll ask you questions that pertain to the lyrics so you can answer them in context. You know, I'm not going to just leave you hanging here.
Are you ready for the sex girls? The hot, hot, lean, hot, big, hot girls. Are you ready for the sex girls? The rot, ultra-vital, nice girls.
Colonel, can I interrupt for a second?
You go ahead.
Where would one... What would these sex girls... They do, you're clearly a well-to-do Southern gentleman.
Why, yes.
Where would these girls... Where would I find them?
They play pool in your house, take off their own clothes. They can talk about love. They know where it goes. They are women without any faults.
What? I mean, how would I, like, do I have to answer any questions myself if I wanted to commingle with these sex girls?
Well, one would have to ask themselves the question, are you ready for the pony girls? The ride, fast ride pony girls. Kyle, are you ready for the lonely girls?
Oh, those are the ones I'm most ready for.
The sad, sad, oh, sad lonely girls.
I didn't realize how dark this song was.
Yeah, it is weird.
What are some characteristics?
They've got time on their hands. They've got skin like seals.
That makes no sense.
They can talk about love. They know how it feels. They are women without any faults.
Well, that's actually what an appealing idea. What's mm-hmm. How can I expect the sex girls when this encounterance happens?
That's a good question, Kyle. The procedure is as follows. One comes over, then they all come over, then they party all around the house. One gets too romantic. One is kind of frantic. One stays quiet as a mouse. Bikinis gleaming in the morning light. You might lose your life. They go crazy in the bedroom, baby. And they might explode your mind.
I feel like this... If you don't get this role, this is where sometimes this town is just flat out unfair to the talented, deserved ones.
And I'll wrap it up here in a minute, Kyle.
There's more.
But before I leave, another question I might ask. What,
do you have any more questions for me?
I do. Kyle.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the sex girls? The fine, fine, super special real sex girls. Once again, are you ready for the best girls? The knees showing, big breast girls. Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
$5 fill-up box, two-piece dog biscuit coleslaw, and a Pepsi.
You just sold more KFC with this?
Uh-huh.
Then they should already be paying you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. goodness, it's Kyle here. And I'm telling you to go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. That's half off all kinds of stuff that can go in your butt. When you select your one item at 50% off, you also receive 3 free adult DVDs, grown-up ones, plus a free mystery gift. Probably something else that can go in your butt. And to top it all off, they'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. That's from them right up your butt for free. Go to adamandeve.com and use code BOOGIE. It's an internet fundraising thing.
Screw that.
Let's be clear. You choose to live in a van.
I don't have to live in a van. I get to live in a van.
Well, that's
that's what I keep.
I thought of you, Dave, when I had to dig a hole in the desert to take a shit Saturday night.
What did you dig a hole for?
Just to be nice to the nature.
Yeah. Just let it fly.
No, Dave.
Just go behind a closed auto parts store with your shit kit. If I talk to you about the shit kit.
Well, here we go.
We don't have to get into it.
I think I was camping, and I did see a lot of buckets with pool noodles taped to the edges of them. So that's your camping shitter.
Oh, my God.
What is that, too bougie?
Yes, that's too bougie.
All right.
Need a pool noodle for your little bum bum.
Yeah.
No. I have an emergency shit kit. I try not to use it unless it's an emergency.
Hence the emergency shit kit title.
But get you like one of those milk crates. Like behind they're free behind grocery stores.
Yeah, I don't think they're free.
The black square.
They pick those up.
They fit 4 gallon drugs in there.
Yeah.
Get one of those and get you a 13 gallon trash bag liner.
Okay.
Throw that in there. And then you put half a roll of toilet paper in one pocket. Half because a whole roll won't fit in your average hip pocket. You put a thing of Purell in the other one. And then you take that, and you don't do it in your van. This is my home. This is where I live. So you take the milk crate and the trash bag and your supplies there, and you just go behind, auto parts store.
I don't even know if I can laugh at this one anymore.
And then you do your business, and then you tie it up. But then the problem is you're walking back to your van in the middle of the night with a bag of shit and no dog.
Well, why not throw it in the dumpster you're shitting next to?
Well, yeah. I always look for a place, but sometimes there's not, I don't just take it back to the van and put it in a drawer.
If you're shitting behind a closed business, where do they throw their trash?
A lot of those dumpsters are locked up.
If you're already...
So you got to find a public trash can.
Oh, God.
So you just walk in the streets with a bag of...
Why not just cut the bottom out of that thing, and why not just shit on the ground?
I have thought about that. Not for shit. But no, seriously, I've thought about drilling a hole in the bottom of the van and installing some sort of funnel.
Oh, God.
That way I could just pee without having to get out.
Now, you know what? Maybe we do have to start a fundraiser.
Yeah. No, I'm all right.
I drilled a hole in my van so I could shit through the bottom.
No, not that shit. You pee in the hole. I go, come on. I'm a respectable dude. I shit in the alley behind a closed business. So how you doing, Kyle?
I dug a hole in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
For shit. I liked it. I think it's a better... Just physically.
Nothing better than taking a dump outside. Especially in Los Angeles. Look at that. Look at that guy.
Yeah, I can see this place being rough.
These goobers. Speaking of which.
People like that phrase.
Speaking of which.
You want to start a food truck, you call it Speaking of Which.
Battery died in the van the other day.
Well, it's like that's basically for the rest of us, it's like a blackout.
Yeah, it's like the power went off in my house.
What happens? Did all the stuff in your fridge go bad? Then you have to reset your microwave clock.
I was here in Silver Lake, and for our listeners not familiar with the Los Angeles terrain, Silver Lake kind of has a reputation for...
If you want another fireball, yeah.
Sure. Being a bit of a hipster...
A bit.
Frou-frou neighborhood. Anyway, woke up at noon, and I woke up earlier, but I didn't crank up the van till noon.
Yeah.
And I think I left a dome light on or something, and the battery was dead, and I had my cables, And I parked kind of on a busy road.
What'd you, did you pass out doing something?
No, no. No, I just, you know, normal.
Like it's not like
normal behavior.
In the van.
Yeah. But no, something that I you know what
I'm
it was?
To blame the victim.
No,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Something happened. But so I'm about 100 feet from a 7-Eleven. Mm. So I grab my jumper cables and I walk up to the 7-Eleven. In the course of about 10 minutes, I approach five different adult males. Yeah. Intentionally did not approach females because yeah. I get I'm aware. I know what I look like.
Age range on these fellows?
Between 20 and 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Capable age.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Five different adult males told me no.
Yeah.
For one reason or another. One guy just didn't even verbalize it. He just shook his head as if he was a toddler who had got a hold of some sour baby food.
Which 7-Eleven was this?
It's the one Hyperion and Rowena, or where Glendale turns into Rowena.
Hyperion. Oh, next to my laundromat there.
Yeah. Not far from the Trader Joe's. And
only to just speak to the other side.
0 for
LA's,
5.
LA's got a lot of sketchos. Mm-hmm. Were you by? Could you see the van?
You could. You could see
did
the
you
van.
Have the hood open on the van?
Yes, I did.
Was it on the street?
Yeah, it was right on Rowena.
So you'd have to park opposite traffic.
Yeah, but they didn't know that at the time. And I'm holding
I'm
cables.
Myself in my own head. I'm like, I'm trying to justify if I would have said no or yes.
It was no
stranger coming up just holding jumper cables because that even looks tricky because you're like. He's selling it too hard. I know in your heart you meant the right thing.
I get
this
that.
This is a land of skeptics, buddy.
I get that from a female's point of view.
Yeah.
And that's why I intentionally did not
LA.
Approach a female.
This is L.A., so all the men have a female's point of view also.
Exactly. That's my point.
There's no down-home goodness in this town.
You know what it was? It was a combination of, I'm not going to help a fellow human being, and B, I don't know what you're talking about, and I'm afraid I might get my hands dirty. Like,
you think that was it?
I was, yeah, because these dudes, just be a fucking dude. Sometimes you gotta be a fucking dude, Kyle. And these dudes weren't.
I try to be.
These dudes weren't fucking dudes. Sorry.
They just
omitted this air of, ugh, yuck, get away from me. Go fuck yourself. Thanks. Thank you, fellow human being.
It's a weird town where the first reaction is, ugh, this is probably a scam, which is unfortunate.
But I know how to talk to people.
That's unfortunate.
I do. I know how to talk to people.
I know how to talk to people.
I conducted myself in a very professional manner. Very non-threatening.
Right now, I'm just
non-scammy.
It's just you in cargo shorts yelling at people that aren't around you. Be a fucking man! Just yelling at the parking lot of a 7-Eleven.
Granted,
which is only second to the guy yelling, why aren't there any fucking women around here? Yelling that at the other end of the parking lot.
Granted, both my van and my barbecue tattoos were exposed.
There's, you know what? It's sad that there's so many sketchy people in this town that it undermines the effort to be a decent person first.
You know what the difference is, though? And I get it.
That's not an excuse, but I'm trying to stick up for humanity in the sense that people are more defensive than they are just outwardly willing to help.
I agree, because I'm on the other end of that as far as being leery of sketchy folks.
Yeah.
But I was articulate. I was friendly. I looked them in the eye.
They probably thought you were on meth.
They didn't know I lived in that van.
That you abandoned a man in his home.
Mm-hmm.
I did that once, and I don't regret it, but it was like I saw a guy like trying to crawl himself on a side. Like, it just looked like a bad situation. Like, all right, man, how can I help you? He's like, oh, I'm like you look like you fell and you need to get up. And the dude was just, I don't know how he got shit all over that much of his body.
Ugh.
And then I committed to, like, trying to help this dude up. And I was like, like, oh. Like, I, at one point, like, oh, man, I want to be a kind person. But then your own well-being.
Yeah.
Like, you, like I know you're a dude from Atlanta, and you're a generous soul. In L.A., you might be Mr. like tattoos and a guy like, oh, my van's broken down.
No, I was much more eloquently spoken than that.
What did you say?
I didn't just grunt, oh, my van. No, just, hey, man, sorry to bother you. My van, I really could use a jump.
It's not even so much that, but it's like...
You open with an apology. You open with, hey, sorry to inconvenience you, but, you know...
You know what it is? You look like a dude whose van shouldn't have broken down.
Mm, there you go.
That's why it's skeptical. Lady, if the guy you asked... It was his car. Somebody'd help him because I don't know. And he'd be like fumbling with the jumper cables. They'd be twined around him. Hmm. But you look like a dude who should know how to start a van. And that's why people are like, this is a fucking scam. And everybody's seen Silence of the Lambs.
You can't control the battery. I can't just.
That doesn't equate to.
That's not a skill set of like, oh, I can jump this battery without another battery.
They don't know that. And
of course they don't. So shout out to our good buddy Billy Wayne Davis, Southern gentleman.
BWD.
I texted Billy. I said, hey, are you at home? You know what he said? Yeah, what do you need?
Why are you I live down the street.
I can't count on you.
What kind of stuff?
I'm kidding. No, you were out of town. You were gone. You were gone. I would have totally contacted you. But you were
you
gone.
You can count on me to answer.
Billy didn't bat an eye. Yeah, man, what do you need? No. I said, sorry to bother you. I need a jump. He goes, where you at? I'll be there in 5 minutes. That's a Southern gentleman. I don't want to be biased.
Shit, dude.
Too biased. But dude's from the South. Billy's a good Southern dude. I'm a good Southern dude. Hey, man, what you need? Be there in 5 minutes. You're my buddy. We're going to solve this problem. And that's what he did.
I'm trying to start a white supremacist organization. I'm there. Which forest preserve are you burning the cross in?
But I'm trying to get too self-righteous
drink
about it.
Shot with
oh, I didn't even know you did that.
I poured some more of these.
But there's a lot to be said. Hold on. You got to have a bit of get shit done in you.
I get it.
And I like to be that for my friends. I like to think that my friends, you want to be able to count on
your
friends.
You're the most get shit done dude I know.
I get shit done. You need something, I'm there. You know,
GSD,
I get shit done. I get shit done. So I was in a position where I was vulnerable. Like I said, I can't just snap my fingers and jump start my own damn battery. And Billy was like,
time that you say I was vulnerable? That is a fucking, that's the most supernatural sighting we can document on this whole fucking thing we've ever done for almost a year is the one time Dave Kidney Stone said, I was vulnerable?
I was. I was in a pickle.
I think I just saw a ghost.
I was in a pickle, and B-Dubs had my back, so shout out to B-Dubs.
Man, former comic of the week.
Yep. Live at Third Man Records. Go buy his damn album.
Waffle House guy died.
Rest in peace. My radar's always up. Man, we had fun this weekend.
Yeah, buddy.
Went to the Smash-em-ups. I had never been.
Yeah, Demolition Derby.
That was awesome.
Our friend Brandy Posey, it was her birthday, and she said, everybody come out. Demolition Derby.
Yeah.
In Irwindale.
And we got a little bit of everything. Like the Demolition Derby, but like there was also just a regular, like a minor league
NASCAR
race.
There was a stock car race.
Mm-hmm.
And then the best of the whole night was the trailer race.
Yeah, Demolition Derby. Everybody had to be pulling some sort of trailer.
That was it. Yeah, just old, like older American model cars, like a lot of El Caminos and Ford LTDs and stuff out there.
Yeah.
And anything on a trailer.
Yeah.
And then one guy just had an empty trailer, and another guy had a boat, no trailer.
Yeah.
And like I was just dragging a boat. And I like to think they're just both really wanted to race, like, all right, I think I got a way around the rules. And also, how are there rules to that?
Yeah, I don't know what the rules were.
Like, you know at some point there's been a fight between two of the drivers. Like, your fucking broken jet ski flew off.
Yeah, one guy had a jet ski on the back.
Your broken jet ski wasn't fastened properly in our trash race.
Oh, dude. First
fucking hillbilly Ben-Hur, your garbage wasn't affixed to your vehicle well enough.
Oh, dude, first time in my life I've ever tried to bribe somebody. I tried to bribe my way in.
Well, let's set the stage, all right? You just showed up at my house. You were already drunk. Which is always a story, because it's like, well, you drove your home here, so where'd you get drunk? Like, bah, just sitting in the van out there for a while.
Well, I knew that you were driving.
You'll text me like, are you leaving? I'll be there at 5. But then I just to find out you're just sitting out in front of my house for hours.
Well, see, I knew that you were driving. I knew I had the night off as far as not having to drive. So I was like, well, you know, I'll knock a few. I'm going to a demolition derby.
Damn, that was hard.
I'll knock a few back.
That was hard to not drink at that.
But, and unbeknownst to me, it had sold out. So we get there. We drive all the way out there. I guess you guys had the foresight to buy your tickets in advance. I was like, I just thought it was going to be some real small, like, kind of like the equivalent of, like, a high school football game. You know, I thought there'd be 800 people there.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 10,000 people there.
It seemed like... I'm terrible at guessing, like,
I think there was probably 10,000 people.
But it was, I mean, whatever Irwindale Speedway capacity was.
Yeah, it was huge.
Oh, by the way, the co-founder of Pinkberry beat a transient. He didn't kill him. He beat him.
With a tire iron?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we get out there. I'm so excited. Going to my first demolition derby. Got a little buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get to the gate, and they're like, it's sold out. There's no tickets.
Yeah, tried to grease the wheels.
So I stood around. I was hoping maybe, like, I could buy some scalp tickets. I thought there'd be a scalper at the demolition derby. And
you can imagine the scalping price. The original price was, like, $5.
Yeah. And so anyway, there's this huge line that kind of funnels into the main gate. And they were just, I could tell they weren't putting a lot of detail, you know, into checking the tickets or whatever.
No, nothing was organized.
So I had a $20 bill folded in half.
Mm-hmm.
And I get up to the gate and this dude, he's probably 19, just this dopey looking dude. And I just go, this is my ticket, right? And he goes, what? And I go, this counts as a ticket, right? And he looked at me really funny. I go, this is my ticket. And he goes, sir, I can't do that. I go, come on, man. No one's looking.
You?
And I really was, like, forcing it on. I was, like, trying to shove it in his hand. He's like, sir, I'm sorry. But he thought about it.
But you were, like, in shorts and a sleeveless shirt.
Yeah.
Smelling like whiskey. Like, you look like you were just showing up there because you found out your ex-wife and her new boyfriend were there.
I was there to cause trouble.
Like, you were just, like, sold out. Fuck, well, Charlene... My heart ain't sold out. There's still tickets left for it. I'm coming for you. He had booze breath trying to hot palm his way into the demolition derby.
Look classy, dude.
We got you a ticket.
Yeah, bro. Fortunately, somebody in our big party had an extra one.
Yeah.
But man.
And it was fun.
Things that go smash, things that go boom.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up.
Was there other stuff you wanted to talk about? You're excited about the touching story you wanted to tell?
Oh, I did have a touching story. Not to get all sappy, but...
You can have some. Yeah.
Driving Lyft this week. I've been driving Lyft a little bit. And I found this odd. I was actually thinking of this before it actually happened. They have a little tally on our account, our profile, how many rides we've given. Mm-hmm. I've given over 2,000 Lyft rides.
Oh, no shit.
Well, that's depressing.
You're not proud of that?
Yeah, I've been on TV for comedy more than once.
Not 2,000 times.
And here I am. Got 2,000 Lyft rides under my belt. But yeah, and I was thinking, like, I'm sure it has happened, but I don't recall any repeat customers. Like, and most of that is because, like, I was thinking about this too. Like, literally, I would say 80% of the people who get in my car and sit 3 feet from me, I never even make eye contact with.
Yeah.
Like, when they get in, I'll turn my head, turn my body, and greet them.
Yeah.
But just real quick, hey, how's it going? And then, boom, I'm back.
Sure.
And I never see their face again. Even when I drop them off, like, all right, see you later, get out of here. And I'll hit the little remote, the little button that closes the door.
Mm.
So that's interesting in and of itself, the fact that, you know, 2,000 people been in my van, and I never really make eye contact. So I don't remember ever having any repeat customers or repeat passengers until the other day. I had a sweet lady in Santa Monica, and I think her name is Cherie or Sherry. And I always have my standard spiel, you know, much like when if you're a server at a restaurant, you've got your, you know, you guys been with us before? Our specials, blah, blah. So I got my standard spiel that I can kind of, I feel them out to see if they want small talk or not.
Yeah.
So my standard is, you know, when they get in, I go, hey, how's it going? Get in. I make sure that, you know, Julie, right? And she's like, yeah, Dave, right? Yeah, all right. And then I just go, you know, how's your day going so far? Yeah. And that kind of opens the door, you know, if they want to. They want a small talk, they'll take the reins from there. Yeah. And I'll engage with them. I'll pacify them. I'll sing and dance a little bullshit small talk. What do I care? And but if they're not, you know, and I've been that way. Like when I'm a passenger, a lot of times I'm just like, I'm good, thanks.
You can judge it.
Yeah, and you know, I just want to sit here with my thoughts and enjoy this ride. So where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, I got my little spiel. And the other day, I picked up a lady and making a little small talk, and I remember her, well, maybe I should tell the first account. I don't know how to tell this story. All right. A year and a half ago, I picked up a lady, and I picked her up from a cancer hospital. Sweet old lady, and she was going through chemotherapy, and she even had like a bandana on. You could tell that she was in the midst of chemo and its effects. And but just sweetest lady, just real bubbly personality. And I picked her up from a cancer hospital and drove her home. It's about a 20-minute ride. And I just remember some of the bullet points of our conversation. She had just moved out here from Dallas to be closer, A, to be closer to her grandkids, and B, there was a really good cancer hospital, and she was telling me all about her cancer. And I forgot what kind of cancer she had back then. But, like, even though she was cheery, she revealed subtly and in real subtle forms that it wasn't looking good.
Really?
Like, wasn't looking good for her. And she didn't look good. Like, she looked like, I don't know. She just, and it was odd because even in her conversation, she had a positive outlook and she had a very good personality, but she real subtly revealed, like, you know, it may I don't have much time. And this is like a year and a half ago. And so the other day, I picked up the same woman, but didn't know it at the time.
Yeah.
No bandana, full head of hair, making small talk. How you doing? Oh, it's a beautiful day. Oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, I just love living in Santa Monica. I've only been out here a couple of years. I moved out here from Dallas to be closer to my two grandkids.
Really?
And blah, blah, blah. Just, and I go, hey, I think maybe I've driven you before. And she goes, oh, yeah, you know, I think maybe so. You look familiar. And then I go, this is a weird question. Did you used to have cancer? That's how I phrased it.
Yeah,
I said, this is a weird question. Did you used to have cancer?
Yeah.
And she goes, yes, I did. And I go, yes, I remember driving you. That was like a year and a half ago. And she goes, and she said, I beat that motherfucker. That's what she said. She said, I beat that motherfucker. And driving her to a pot dispensary. And she's like, do you mind just waiting on me so I don't have to call in? I was like, absolutely.
Oh.
And went in. I guess she still takes, you know, uses that for that or whatever. But she, we talked about it. She had beaten it completely. She's out of the woods, full head of hair, looked vibrant and healthy. Took her to a pot dispensary, waited on her for like 5 minutes. She gets back in. I drive her home, and she tipped me with a nug. She goes, this sounds, she said, I hope this isn't too personal. Do you partake? And I go, not while I'm driving Lyft, of course, but yes, I do. And she broke me off a big old nug and gave it to me and gave me a hug.
So, man.
Shout out to Cherie, who beat cancer. And like I said, it was not like it was not looking
That's
good.
That's a story.
Yeah.
We need more of those stories.
Yep. Just a cool, probably, I don't know, 65, 70 years old. Just great personality. Lives out here, moved from Dallas. She's close to her grandkids, and she, oh, I live 5 minutes from the beach, and I love Santa Monica, and I love taking Lyft, and I'll take the bus sometimes, and I don't drive.
That,
and,
like, makes any problem I was having feel so incredibly small.
Yep, yep. So shout out to Cherie, and it's fun to see that. Like,
what a good story.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Beat cancer and living the hell out of her life over in Santa Monica, having a good time, so. Shout out to Sheree.
Also, the serendipity of picking up the same person twice.
Yeah.
And it being that story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like a, that's like an NPR pick-me-up story.
Yeah.
How crazy is
it? Pizzagate episode.
Some fucking fat dudes ate pizza making a podcast. That's the only thing.
It's pretty crazy.
Fat dudes making podcasts eat. Oh,
what's that?
Can't believe we had pate. But we stare at each other over an IKEA desk making a podcast. That, oh, wow, mind blowing. Can you believe two slobs breathed on each other while eating pizza and talking about ghosts? Fucking yes. Yes. All, the most thing. Anything, put something else up like that I would be believable, I'd still pick this.
Oh, God.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, let's, how about... It's 40 minutes. This is a whole episode. I'll cut it right now and I'll tell him fucking deal with it. I bought the goddamn equipment.
Just calm down.
Except for the mics. You're, Ryan Singer gave us the
mics.
You're
being belligerent.
I got the Zoom mic.
It's not their fault that we're idiots.
Yeah, but fuck them if they're pissed about it. Right? Right?
Why,
I mean, fuck. Yeah, fuck them.
Why fuck them?
Well, fuck them if they're like, be these nice. Guys. Well, it's like these guys didn't even
nobody's,
try to
nobody's
do
saying
shit.
That yet. We don't know that anybody said
they're
that.
Saying it right now. Even though they don't even realize that this is all a ruse. Because next week's episode sucks too. So, fucking fuck you guys. You guys bought it hook, line, and sinker, you fools. Fuck them. I mean, you got any dates you want to plug, Dave?
No, we're not done. No, we're
sure?
not. This isn't, we can't end here.
No.
This is terrible.
How so?
We've done and said nothing.
Compared to other episodes.
Yes, at least other episodes, there's interesting
all
conversation.
Right, go tell them. This is great. Tell them, Savannah, Georgia, ugh, scary. A lot of people believe in ghosts. Anyway, tune in next week.
God damn it.
Where we decipher, where we go to Savannah, Georgia, and take down 1.3 ghost stories.
Just calm down, dude. Just simmer down. 1777.
No, here we go. You can't do the same fucking guy as next week.
I'm not doing the same fucking guy. It just happened.
Well, everything happened in 1777.
These two things happened.
We'll start getting...
Lachlan...
Rile it up.
McIntosh. He was a Revolutionary War
Lachlan
hero.
McIntosh?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking no.
What does that mean, fucking no?
Not real.
Not real. Just... This guy's existence is a conspiracy.
Dickleberry Crumblebums. Fucking no. Not real.
God damn it, Kyle. Just shut up. Let me talk about this.
Fuck Savannah, Georgia.
Lachlan McIntosh, Revolutionary War hero, living in Savannah, 1777.
Dickleberry Crumblebums.
Get this next guy's name. Next guy.
Please beat me to that name, dog.
Button Gwinnett.
No.
Yes, Button. Button is his name.
Single Button?
Button Gwinnett.
Singular Button.
Whom I'm assuming Gwinnett County in...
Singular Button. Better name than his name already.
Gwinnett County is one of the biggest counties in the metro Atlanta area.
What is this shit?
Cal's doing dishes now. Just get over here and shut up.
All right.
Button Gwinnett.
Breathe.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence. Well, there you go, guys. Best of the Boogie Monster. And I just did air quotes for best. But, yeah, that was really dumb.
But thanks for listening, guys. It's been fun so far. Kind of neat to kind of go back and listen to some of those old stories and nonsense that Kyle and I have done over the last couple of years. So, yeah, best of the Boogie Monster. We will see you next week. I want to throw out a couple of quick plugs. If you want to see Kyle and I together performing stand-up comedy, not at the same time. We're not like a duo act. Like, I'm going to go do some jokes, and then he'll come and do some jokes. But on the same show, we'll be together. Pacific Northwest, May 8th, we'll be in Seattle, Washington at the Neptune Theater. That may be close to selling out. Might be a couple tickets left for that, so look into that quick. May 9th, Bellingham, Washington at the Underground. May 10th through the 12th, Spokane, Washington at the Spokane Comedy Club. And wrapping it up on May 14th, Arcata, California at Humboldt Brews. And, might throw in a live show, a live podcast somewhere that week, but yet to be determined, so stay tuned for that. So yeah, Pacific Northwestern Westerners, come see your boys. Say hello and watch some stand-up comedy live in the flesh. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Holla at your boys.
The Boogie Monster.